Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. And now, the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Starting April 1st, over 40 million smokers in the U.S. will have to contend with a new hike in the federal tax on cigarettes, from 39 cents a pack all the way up to $1.01 per pack. The increased tax rate will help to fund the public health insurance program for lower-income children. It is expected that due to the increase in cost, about 1 million smokers will quit. Smoking kills 440,000 Americans annually and costs the taxpayers $193 billion in medical expenses and lost productivity. It appears that Big Tobacco is not very happy about the increase in taxes, claiming 117,000 people will lose their jobs as a result. Besides the number of smokers that quit, it is estimated that the increased cost will prevent 2 million children from starting. And as long as we're talking about smoking, smoking is the leading cause of heart attacks, hypertension, and high blood pressure. Heart attacks claim the lives of 500,000 women alone each year, and yet is one of the easiest diseases to prevent. Stop smoking, start exercising, eat a healthy diet, and if you do drink alcohol, just do it in moderation. According to the National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion, heart disease right now is the number one killer of women and claims more lives than breast cancer and all other cancers combined. And when I come back, we'll take a look at what canned soft drinks and baby bottles have in common and whether the relationship you're in is bad for your heart.
Did you know chiropractic is the largest and best recognized of the complementary healthcare professions, serving a larger population than massage, yoga, acupuncture, and diet-based therapies? Safe and effective, patients favor chiropractic care over medical care for many different health issues. If you want to be your best, call Dr. Douglas Stockell at 310-985-1515. Now back to the news.
The chemical bisphenol A, a health hazard that was removed from baby bottles and water containers because it mimics estrogen, is still in the news. Turns out the chemical has been found in 84% of canned soft drinks, according to laboratory tests conducted by Health Canada. Although the Bureau of Chemical Safety is claiming the levels are too low to do any real harm, there is concern that even at these levels, the chemical may be harmful. To date, there are no plans to remove the chemical. And for our last story, researchers at the University of Utah took a look at how differently bad relationships affect men and women. According to the study, women in bad relationships are more likely to suffer depression, and that depression sets them up for more serious physical conditions, such as heart disease, stroke, and diabetes. Men, on the other hand, although their mental health can suffer, the depression does not translate into more serious physical conditions. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Over 90% of diseases are caused or complicated by stress. That high-stress job you have could be doing more than just wearing you down each day. It could also be increasing your chances of having a variety of serious medical conditions like depression, high blood pressure, and heart disease. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Douglas Stockell. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.